Recovering from a difficult birth. Birth is really full of surprises. No matter how well prepared you are, no matter how well read you are about birth, your birth experience will often turn out to be something entirely different from what you had planned for or expected. It's a process that is not really under our full control. So if you've gone through a difficult birth, no doubt you have lots of feelings about it. Mothers are so sensitive to everything that happens during childbirth because they're very vulnerable and they really need other people more than at almost any other time in their lives. It matters how the doctors and the nurses treat you. It matters how quickly your closest supporters come to your side. It matters whether they can pay attention to you or whether they're paying attention to their own issues or their chit-chat. It matters what medical interventions are suggested. You know, it matters what has to be done to help you and your child. It matters how your baby is at birth and how he or she looks to you. It matters what you're told about your baby's condition and about your own. It matters whether you get to be with your baby or your baby has to be taken away from you. And what you're told about how things are going to go from here on in, how you will be healing, all of this matters very, very much. Every single detail around childbirth matters. Now, afterwards, all these details have tumbled into your experience and you're rolling them around in your mind, but all of a sudden then you've had a new baby to care for and you've got some physical healing to do. So there's not a lot of time to pay attention to this momentous experience that you just had. And what can sometimes happen is that the feelings that got kicked up during birth when you were vulnerable and you were really depending on people and surprises happened, those feelings can get kicked into play and they don't necessarily subside easily. They follow you around from day to day and make it harder to love your child well and to take full joy and pride in having your baby. You may continue to feel vulnerable or feel angry or feel disappointed or feel afraid or feel badly treated, depending on what happened during your birth experience. So no matter what the birth experience and no matter how long ago it was, it can be a really good idea to set aside some time and to tell someone every single detail that you remember. We all need to process what we've been through in order to free our minds of leftover feelings. Telling your birth story will also help you make sense of why things had to happen the way they did. And it'll give you a chance to address any issues that are lingering in your mind. So find a listener. This can be a challenge because you have a new baby and there's lots to do. And it's also a challenge because most of us aren't really taught to listen very well. So we're not taught to listen to people fully and with respect. Respectful listening is attentive. It's interested listening. And it's not giving advice and not interrupting a person to tell your own story or to philosophize about the story you're being told. What a listener does is they listen. They listen to your story. They don't comment on it. And when you come to a point where you don't know what next to say, it's their job to ask gently, "Is there anything else you want to tell me?" And so you think and you talk a little more, and then they say, "See if there's anything else you remember that you haven't said yet." And they keep asking a question like that. What else do you want to say about it? Or what else do you remember? Until you have nothing left to say. And even at that point, they don't try to pull it together. They don't try to summarize it. They don't try to say what they think. They just say, "Thank you for telling me all of that. That was really an honor to hear what happened to you." And then, if there's more time or at another time, they might ask things like, "Are there things you wanted to tell your baby after your baby was born? Are there things you wished you could have said to the doctor? Are there things you could have wished you wished you could have said to the nurses, you know, to your partner?" If you're a person who prays, another good question is, "Was there a prayer that you were saying? Or that you would have liked to say? What's your most fervent prayer now?" These questions are sort of designed to help you find where the feelings are inside and to let those feelings bubble up. We really deserve attention for how we have felt about things that are as significant as birthing a baby. And if you begin to cry, you're crying because you need to. You're crying because that's the healthiest possible thing to do. You're releasing feelings that keep you exhausted because you're trying to hold them in and keep them under wraps. If you tremble while you're telling your story, you're trembling because that's how your body and your mind get rid of fear. If you rage, your indignation is an important step in regaining your sense that you're in charge of your life, that you are brave, that you can stand up for yourself and your baby. Try to have your say and try to give yourself permission to cry hard again and again. Go back and revisit the feelings from those really vivid personal moments of needing others and wanting your baby to be okay. What some mothers do is to find another mother who would like the chance to work through the feelings that she has about her childbirth. And then they arrange a quiet moment, you know, the two mothers, perhaps in the evenings, to listen to each other. One listens for maybe half an hour with lots of respect and, you know, lets the other person talk and explore her own feelings and her memories. And then, you know, after half an hour has passed, then the one who was listening gets a chance to talk about her experience. We call this a listening partnership, and it's very, very useful. The mothers give each other respect and warmth and some time to process things. They don't have to give each other advice or help each other out or get into, you know, being obliged to go to each other's birthday parties or anything like that. It's just a listening exchange, and that's all. And it can be very deeply useful. You know, if you don't feel like you've got anyone you can ask to listen to you, then look for a mother's support group in your local community. You can look for a mother's support group at hospitals or clinics. Some of them have groups for new moms. And when you find a group, you'll find people who understand that birth is such an important event and that moms have lots of feelings about this very tender stage of growth. And who can offer their support to the moms that show up. Some moms use God as their listener, and they pour out their feelings in prayer, or they have a good cry in church. That's one possible listener that you might use. Some people play music that helps them cry, that reminds them of someone they love, or moves them in some way that lets the feelings release. Some people call relatives and ask the relatives to listen to them while they cry and miss them and wish that they could be closer. All these are really good ways of releasing stored feelings and of recovering from a difficult birth. They're all very, very smart ways to go about this. You know, it takes a lot of energy to manage stored feelings from a time such as a difficult birth when you were very vulnerable and your baby might have also been vulnerable as well. The feelings that you're trying to hold back keep you from enjoying your baby or feeling joyful and carefree about your new life as a parent. Children are built to release their feelings by crying. That's what they do instinctively, and we're built to do exactly the same thing, to release feelings in order to get rid of them and be able to have the capacity for joy and laughter again. So having a good regular laugh or a regular cry about feelings that are left over from birth can really help your energy level, and it can help you recover your feelings of strength and competence, and can sometimes even help you recover physically faster than you would otherwise. Listening time helps you feel more confident in your health, in your child's health, and in your ability to do this thing of parenting your baby. Hard work caring for an infant, so we hope that you'll experiment with finding a listener so that you don't have to do all that hard work while managing feelings from something that, you know, you wished had gone better or you wished had gone differently. Your feelings are important, and your story is very important. And we need to say a last word here because our society has such a strong bias against showing feelings. And this last word is that women are not weak when they cry. Women are not weak when they cry. Women are strong, and it's wise to ease emotional burdens by crying something through. We increase our mothering power when we cry hard. We come out stronger after every good cry. And I want to thank you for listening, and thanks for all the effort that you're putting into loving your baby well.